Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right. Hump day, people. All right. Time to get down to business here today as we look to make it rain. Lot going on here over the next 72 hours, and we've got opportunities for you to go cha-ching, cash a few tickets here. We got not only Game 7 here tonight, St. Louis Blues and the Boston Bruins. There will be no Game 8, so tonight is the night. Somebody is going to be a champion, which means opportunities galore to make it rain there, Dane. We also have tomorrow night to get ready for, of course, Game 6. Will there be a Game 7? Is there any sort of edge that we can locate for you? Maybe put you in the right direction, make it rain? Absolutely. Let us not forget tomorrow. Tiger in full effect here. It is the U.S. Open, and it is Pebble Beach, and we have got your rundown here today. Whole bunch of names we're going to throw your way. We're going to give you the opportunity to go, I even have a triple-digit guy for you. That's the kind of digging I've been doing here, wow. Dan. Give me triple digits, baby. Wow. All right? We're going big or we are going home. But now let us not forget, though.
Okay.
We made it rain for you yesterday if you guys were paying attention. We brought our boy on there, Mr. Charles Michel. I told you this guy is a monster soccer handicapper, one of the best handicappers that I have come across. All he does is soccer, and it's so funny because when you talk to him, I mean, he sounds like he's from the Bayou in Louisiana. Actually, he is, and you just don't expect LSU SEC country guy to be European soccer, but. It was very interesting when I asked him and I first met Charles and I was like, tell me how the hell did a dude from, you know, the Bayou, crawfish and all from Louisiana get into European soccer? And he's like, you know, 20 years ago, he's like, when I started, there wasn't anybody handicapping it. There was, so he says, you know, the edges were there. There wasn't anybody specializing it. So exactly. So he's like, I dove into it. And that's it. And once it became a year-round sport, not only here in the States, but around the country, around the world, that's when he really started to profit. And again, yesterday here on the show, I'm sitting there trying to convince people that maybe Thailand's better than everyone thinks they are. And he's going, yeah,
sure
no.
How you feel about that?
He's like, yeah, no. Now, I have been down this road long enough that once a guy like Charles goes, yeah, no, I then go, okay, I'll trust you, Charles. And good thing we did there, because that beat down ass whooping going on there, that it reminded me like of an Alabama versus, you know, Chattanooga State going on there yesterday. And yeah, no, there was opportunities galore, prop bets, first half, total goal. It was unbelievable. And poor Dane and I are sitting there going, I don't know, maybe they just take their foot off the gas at 4-0, right? I mean, maybe it's I'm looking at the rest of the scores going 3-1, 4-1, right? I mean, we were honestly convincing ourselves not to go with Charles.
Yep, that was the case. Here's the thing. I was reading it off on FanDuel, you know, to be able to get the exact score. I kid you not, Joe.
Right.
The options ran out at 10-0. Okay, that was like, you know, whatever it was, like plus 3,000 or whatever. There was no option for 11-0, 12-0, 13-0, which is absolutely ridiculous. Kudos to our women. And by the way, that's the poll question that we got going up in a minute. Because we're hearing buzz that it was unsportsmanlike. You know, we were talking about, oh, will they put their foot, take their foot off the gas? So that's my question. Was it unsportsmanlike for the U.S. women to pile on, get that goal differential, and win with a ridiculous 13-0 victory, scoring the most goals in U.S. In women's World Cup history? But I don't know, Joe, you think it was unsportsmanlike at all?
Yeah. Who, me? You're asking, do I think that they, yeah, no, I don't think they scored enough goals. If there was another bet, I would have bet on it, because I just kept, after the first half, I just piled on it. I just kept betting it live and keep going.
Right.
And Charles was here on the show, guys, and he told you, go big or go home here. This is one of those matches that guys have had circled going, yeah, and it's not like the writing wasn't on the wall. They just beat him, you know, a couple of, a year or so ago in Ohio with 17 members of the same team, 9-0. So the writing was on the wall, and that becomes another one of those pitfalls as a handicapper, Dave, right? The problem is we just don't take things for what they are. We always look for, sometimes we outsmart ourselves going, is it, you know, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck,
it's Occam's
it's
razor.
A duck. Now, Charles,
I think that's what it's called. Occam's
yes.
razor.
Thank
that's
you.
Like the most likely
yep.
outcome is
Thank
the right
you.
Outcome. Here's my fear though, Joe. You know how much we warn people against the recency bias, right? After seeing 13-0 yesterday, part of me wanted to run and bet the farm on the U.S. women to win the whole damn thing. You know what I mean? Like what I was saying yesterday,
right.
Like, all right, we saw France, who's the favorite. They won their first matchup 3-0. We won 13-0, right? So by association, like, who's stopping us? But let's not forget that Thailand is a developmental squad. You know, France is still a contender. Canada, England, the Netherlands, who got a 1-0 win in extra time yesterday. So just because it was so easy, like a hot knife through butter yesterday, does not mean it will be that way as we move along in this tournament. Although, you know, Joe, maybe I grab myself a few shares of the women winning the title at plus 200.
Yeah. You know, I think they were minus 350 to win Group F, to win their group yesterday prior to the game, and which wasn't bad, you know, considering. But let us not forget, do you know who else plays Thailand? Everybody else in
Everybody
the group.
Else.
All right. So we're not the only ones who are going to step on their throat. You know why?
Sure.
The tiebreaker in World Cup soccer is goal differential, people. All right? There is no taking your foot off the throat. Bunch of wuss bag. All right, we'll get into that. We got plenty to cover here. Plenty of ways. Oh, please. And they may not score a goal. How's that? I'm looking for that prop. World Cup shutout. That's what we're looking. All right, let's go. Let's make it rain here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Indeed, no. knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, happy Wednesday morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we make it rain for you. Germanary Dane Martinez, want to thank you for taking the time to hang out with us here this morning. We've got much to get to, including a U.S. Open preview that we will we'll start breaking down some of the guys for you. We're on quite a bit of a roll here, giving you top fives here, top tens, top 20s, and a whole lot of second place finishes, because that's the story of my life. Guys shoot apparently 58 on Sunday, and I finished second with 40-1 shots. But I think we've got a pretty good handle on the U.S. Open, and we got a couple of bombs, man.
All right.
Bombs that I think are going to cash in. So
do me a favor, Joe, with those bombs. Bet them top 20. Bet them top 10 also, okay? Don't only.
Oh, yeah. Well, we stack them.
Don't only go out there for the win. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
The big money, you know that. You know, anytime I can get a 40-1 cash is good.
Well, I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. But just cover all bases, all right?
So yeah, there is an approach to betting on golf, if you guys are just joining us or new to the situation, that there definitely is a way, not so much hedging, but there is the way to approach the bet. So even if you don't get the ultimate prize and, of course, finishing first, there is still picking guys that are going to play together. And really, it comes down to guys maybe in the last five or six groups on Sunday. If you can correctly predict that, then in all likelihood, you know, you're going to be able to cash them and make some money. And then ultimately, if you get the right guy, it's going to be, you may be calling into work on Monday because that's how much money you'll be able to do. And that's how much you'll make it rain. So, and we love ourselves majors, man. Love ourselves majors. And anytime Tiger Woods is a possibility and is at pretty good odds, I think we can all agree it's better for the sporting world. So we'll dive into that. Latest on Kevin Durant. All right, what can we say here that we found out? Well, they'll make the announcement, it seems, a little bit later today, right? The MRI, the results. I think we all know the results because we've all seen the entire calf muscle snap and the Achilles snap on Kevin Durant. So I don't know that there is a lot we're going to learn. I think what we are going to see, though, is an appearance by Kevin Durant at the game tomorrow in the Oracle. I definitely think he's going to ball out. I think he's going to be there. And correctly, we also predicted that the blame game was going to be in full effect yesterday. Right. And it started a little bit 10 minutes after the game there the other night, but it is, I mean, it exploded yesterday with, and it's so funny to me, Dane, it's like Team Durant versus everybody else who could care less. And it's amazing, you know, that if you have a horse in the race and the Kevin Durant backers and guys that have followed like him, they, I think, are more bitter than he is about the way the media has treated him, the way fans have portrayed him. And we talked about it yesterday, how I think he is definitely one of these guys that has been unfairly judged by the media in today's day and age. And he didn't help his case, obviously, by, you know, with burner accounts and going after a teenager, all that thing. But I think that without a doubt, in many aspects, people have viewed Kevin Durant in not a very wide lens, a very narrow lens, and really made assumptions about him more so than anybody else that I think ultimately proved to be false. And I do think a lot of guys that have covered Kevin, and I had a chance yesterday to talk to Michael Lee from The Athletic, who is actually friends with Kevin, has known Kevin a long, long time, wrote a piece on him. Just by talking to him, the passion, the dejection in his voice, and actually just teed off on media members. On it was like as if I was talking to, you know, Kevin Durant's brother,
cousin,
or
father,
or cousin, or somebody going, you know, screw the media. It was very evident very quickly that the people who have backed Kevin Durant or at least know him are not happy in any way, shape, or form that he got injured last night. And when you have that kind of bitterness going on, Dane, you know this, you've got to assign the blame. That's what 2019 is all about, right? Assigning blame. It can't be him. There's no personal responsibility. Got to be somebody's fault, right? That's got, especially when you harbor those kind of ill feelings towards society, the media. You know, you guys have screwed him from the very beginning. So is, you know, Golden State and yada, yada. All right, guys, let's take a deep breath and step back. There is nobody to blame here because ultimately Kevin Durant is in charge of Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant, from the other reports, if you listen and you read and you watch and you follow up, the reports are there are a number of those guys close to him, like Michael Lee from The Athletic, you know, people very in his inner circle who were going, don't you dare play. Kendrick Perkins, we showed you that post over there, you know, immediately pointing a finger at Golden State. You forced him to do it. Well, all right. But there were a lot of people telling him not to play. And you know what Kevin Durant said and did? Yeah, no, I'm going to play. Yeah, no, I'm going to play. Because that's what 30-year-old, multimillionaire, professional athletes, best in the world, that's how they're wired. That's what they do. And if it wasn't the finals, Dane, and this is another point that is absolutely lost on people, and I get going to bat for your friend, but if this was a Tuesday night in February that it happened or that you pulled your calf, is he playing? Is he even on the court? Is he in the building? Is he anywhere near a basketball court if it's a Tuesday night, all right, against the, oh, I don't know, the Sacramento Kings? No, it's game five of the finals, and he wants to be there for his team. And guys told him not to play, but I haven't heard one person go, you know whose fault this is? Kevin Durant's for not listening. But ultimately, isn't that exactly, if you want to point the finger, isn't that whose fault it is?
Well, here's the thing, Joe. I just reject your premise. I don't want to point the finger. I don't want to blame. I go option B, Joe, that maybe there's actually no one to blame here on this, okay? Like, I don't think necessarily it was the Warriors to blame, because I do think Kevin Durant had full information. I don't think anybody was lying to him about what it was going on in his calf or his Achilles, okay? I don't blame Kevin Durant because, listen, to be a dominant athlete in the world these days, that's the cloth you need to be cut from. That's the answer you have to have. I don't blame people in his camp, however, being like, yo, maybe we should be cautious. I don't blame you for saying that, you know, if this was a Tuesday against Sacramento in February, would they have been more cautious? Absolutely. Unfortunately, Joe, I think you're right that in this society, we always look for someone to blame. But I think personally, the right answer is that there was no one to blame. I just told, the good old game show debuted again last night, Pressure Luck. Okay, mm-hmm. And I think that's exactly what happened. All parties involved knew that they were just pressing their luck, and unfortunately, after 11 minutes, they hit a whammy. And I think that's just what happened. And sometimes, and I know it's not like the nice, easy, good media answer, Joe, but sometimes there's really no one to quote-unquote blame, and I think that's the situation here. I think this is just really just a sad, unfortunate thing, and that's why everybody's so emotional about it, because they know, everyone knows how much this actually sucks for Kevin Durant because of what was on the horizon. It's like if Zion came back and actually tore his ACL in March Madness. You know what I mean? But you don't blame anybody.
Right. I agree. It shouldn't be, but unfortunately, that's an alternate universe, because the world we live in today. And okay, if you want to play the blame game,
we're part of the media.
It makes you,
we're part of the media. We can always represent this the right way. You know how you say we don't like touts that say they get 80% right, and we say we're here to bring the reality? Maybe all those hot take artists are looking to blame, and we need to be, you know, conscious here and normal and be like, hey, it just sucks, and sometimes that's the answer.
I don't have a problem if you want to play the blame game, but if you do, somebody better stand up and take personal responsibility and go, you know who's ultimately responsible for Kevin Durant? Kevin friggin' Durant. Say that. Don't point to Golden State.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID, and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Maybe the reason why there is more fights is because there's more home runs. Did anybody stop and think about that for a minute? Maybe it's just not about pimping. Maybe it's not about having fun. It's the fact that every single time a guy makes contact with the ball, the exit velocity is over 100 and it's leaving the park. And so more home runs leads to more pimping, leads to more fun, leads to more fights. It's kind of where we're at. That's the summary of the 2019 season.
Weekdays, noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Everybody fake acting like they caring about KD's best interest when they don't. It's phony to me. I just said Friday night on NBA Countdown that KD's workout did not go well with nobody involved. And then when KD got cleared to play, people felt like they wanted to assassinate my character. Oh, you didn't know what you was talking about. KD's cleared to play. Just because he's out there warming up and doing dunks, that's adrenaline. It's a rush. He's a professional athlete. That's just like people having coffee in the morning or espresso or sugar. It's going to be a rush. And then there's a crash.
Yep, that's Jalen Rose on the phony support for Kevin Durant in and around the league after he got injured. And it's so true. And welcome in here to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Time to make it rain. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. And it is raining true. The phoniness, the support, these all the same people that were, ha, I knew he was coming back. And the, Kevin Durant's back. Let me move the line 3.5 points, okay, from a betting perspective. Let me go ahead and jump on that Golden State action because Kevin Durant's back. And then all of a sudden, after he blows out his Achilles after 11 minutes, it's like, I can't believe he played. I can't believe they went out of their way. And then I can't believe they forced him to play a la Charles Barkley.
You know, if you go back and look at the last 2 weeks, the article comes out, KD's worst nightmare, the Warriors are winning without him. Then you come out, you read the articles, the Warriors are really unhappy when KD won't risk his Achilles. They're frustrated with KD. Now this man has to be feeling some type of way. So I blame the Warriors for KD getting hurt, and I don't care what they say about it. They shouldn't have put that man out there. You know how I know it? Because he blew out his Achilles.
You know, and here we go back to the point. Dane, not once in 2019, and it's getting worse, and I think it's sad because I do think it's a commentary on this culture, this country, this world right now, we have completely lost the ability for personal responsibility. We have completely lost the idea and the concept that you and me, Kevin Durant, and every other grown-ass man, grown-ass adult in this world, we are responsible for our own actions on every level. Let's face it. I mean, jail is filled with a whole bunch of people who didn't do it, right? So it's only gotten worse, though. It's not just criminals. It's not guys that just break the law. It's everybody, everywhere, never standing up and going, it's on me, guys. I did it. It's my. And there's even worse. There's nobody. The people who engage in that blame game, like Charles Barkley, there is, and a whole lot of other people, by the way, who have no problem pointing at the Warriors. And I don't think it's because of Kevin Durant, to Jalen's point. I think that's a lot of phoniness. I think they have other motives going on. Like they don't want Golden State to continue. And the idea that Kevin Durant possibly now being endeared to the Golden State Warriors, being a part of their family now, feeling like for the first time, you know, they are together. They're like the idea that it's got to be Golden State's the big bad guy. And, you know, here we go again. But not once have I heard anybody go, listen, should he have played? Probably not. You know, were people telling him not to? Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people close to him. Who made the ultimate decision? Was it Golden State or Kevin Durant? And not one person has pointed that out. All of these people screaming at Golden State. Nobody has ever stood up yet that I have seen going, you know what, guys? Kevin Durant knew the new risks. Kevin Durant knew what was going on. Kevin Durant chose not to heed people's advice. Kevin Durant chose to do, I don't know, what a 30-year-old multimillionaire professional athlete. He chose to do what the hell he wanted to do. And you and I don't have to live with it, right? Charles Barkley doesn't have to live with it. The guy who made the decision has to live with it. And if he made it, I think he's going to be okay with it. And if he's not, you think Kevin Durant is pointing the finger at somebody else?
No, and I agree with you, Joe. Listen, the only way that I blame the Warriors and stuff like that is if Kevin Durant was misinformed, okay?
Right.
That's
yes.
The only reason that I would blame him. If, in fact, and I know, Joe, the knee bone's connected to the hip bone. You put up the graphic right. Yesterday, right? If, in fact, he had a partial Achilles tear and they told him it was a calf strain or something like that, and who knows with the medical jargon, right? But if they tried to manipulate that in their messaging to KD at all, then I would be comfortable blaming the Warriors, right? If he didn't have the right information to make his choice, okay? If that is the situation, then I think that, yes, there is blame to go around. However, I don't think that is the case, Joe. I don't think that was the information. Kevin Durant has his own team, his own agents, his own stuff. You don't think they weren't privy to the same damn MRIs? You don't think they're in the same rooms when he's doing his workouts, his stress tests to see as they advance through every stage? By the way, when the doctors clear you, that's probably like the seventh step of a process, right? To take on more and more and more. And Kevin Durant and his team was involved in every step of the way, okay? Kevin Durant made a choice after he was cleared and allowed to make the choice. To be quite honest, he probably would have made that choice himself earlier in the series. The doctors were preventing him from doing so by taking the decision out of his hands and not clearing him. When they cleared him, he made a decision. I don't fault Kevin Durant. Guess what, Joe? To be to be one of the top three athletes in the world at your position, you have to be a kind of guy or gal who would make that exact decision 10 times out of 10. And I don't fault him for it, okay? That's the way you have to be in order to, ascend to that level. I was watching the damn Mets game, the Subway Series, and they were talking about Carlos Gomez, okay? And he's a little crazy. He's a little animated. He's a little weird baseball-wise, right? And he said that's the way he has to be in order for him to play at this level. He has to yeek himself up all the time, every single day, just for him to be able to be at that level of play at a professional level. That's what these athletes are. I don't fault Durant for making that choice. Most athletes would do that. I don't fault the Warriors. They gave him that option, you know? This is just, unfortunately, he knew the risk. Everyone rolled the dice, and it came up snake eyes, and that sucks. But that's also why his team knew this. Oh, and by the way, that's why he had a $31 million player option. Then now he can have another choice to exercise if he wants to.
Yep. I think the idea, because it's amazing to me, for the very first time, Kevin Durant, I think it wasn't, nothing has been labeled or portrayed as, it's the Golden State Warriors and Kevin Durant, which has really been the narrative, right, since he's gone there. There's always been, there's Steph and Clay, there's the Warriors plus Kevin Durant, right? I mean, part of this whole narrative of him leaving has been he wanted to be the man because he's never really... Listen, the owner in Oklahoma City wrapped his arms around Russell Westbrook, loved Russell Westbrook, and Kevin Durant kind of felt, like he was an outsider there as well. It was all about Westbrook. It really wasn't about Durant. Even though Durant was the best damn player there, the ownership made a, Sam, and I can't remember his last name there, but Sam, he made a decision to go, Russell Westbrook is our guy. Well, okay, you're left with Russell Westbrook. Kevin Durant left. He goes to Golden State, right? He could have went anywhere, but he chose Golden State. And all we've done in the media and all everyone else has done, it's like, oh, Golden State and KD. Well, all for right. The very first time, guys, all right, that was Andre Iguodala and Steph Curry who carried his ass back to the locker room there while the game was still going on. For the very first time, you saw the GM and the president crying. You saw the heartfelt, how much they love this guy. You saw what he posted, all right, after the game, and they won. For the very first time, it's not Golden State and Kevin Durant anymore. Guys, it is the Warriors. He is officially a Warrior. And if ultimately the reason you had him leaving was because he didn't feel like he was a part of that team, well, that narrative's out the window, guys, because guess what he's a part of now? He'll always be a part of the Golden State Warriors. Yep. So the idea of him leaving, Achilles injury or not, it just, guys, that percentage of him leaving now has now gone into single digits. I think there's a better shot of him not leaving now than him actually, taking the Knicks job and going,
oh, yeah,
I'll take a year off and I'll go be the man in New York. I don't think so.
No, I completely agree. You know that old like Saturday night sketch? He's like, they like me. They really like me.
Yes.
You know, that's what it is. And as we've seen, Kevin Durant wants to be loved. We know that about like the burner accounts and his sensitivities as have been reported. And so, yeah, now he's part of that team. Okay, so this is a galvanizing thing. Ooh. Listen, it's the practical thing. He can get paid $31 million to rehab. And honestly, you're right. Like the teams that we're chasing, like look at the Knicks. You know, the front page of the Daily News yesterday, Joe, I don't know if you saw it, was Knicks lose game 5, which was absolutely hysterical and apropos. But I don't know that the Knicks do that. You could be like, yeah, we'll offer him still a max and just like let him rehab for a year and it's no big deal. But not if you're the other max guy. You know, if you were the Kemba Walker, let's say, and the Knicks wanted to sign you also, you're going to be like, yeah, I'll come. And I'll wait it out for a year and a half until KD is 100%. It's not the same as the two max slots being me and KD. Now it's me and I got to wait a year for KD to be on the court. And then in year two, he's compromised like Paul George was or like Gordon Hayward was. And it's really until year three of my contract that I get to form the actual big three. That's not appealing to Jimmy Butler. That's not appealing to Kemba Walker. That's not appealing to Chris Middleton. That's not appealing to D'Angelo Russell. That's not appealing to Kyrie Irving. So these teams with two max slots, I don't know that they want KD to be one of them, despite the fact that he may come back and still be one of the best players in the world. So all signs, in my opinion, point to Kevin Durant opting in to his team that he now feels loved, that's wrapping their arms around him. He rehabs, and guess what? Then he's the knight in shining armor coming back for the Cavalry next year in the playoffs for these Golden State Warriors to continue to write his narrative as a key part of the Warriors dynasty. That's the way I think it's going down, and then he can figure it out next summer. That's all. Kevin Durant has a contract for next year if he wants it.
That's correct. And I think now, and just his post, that post after that game, talking about his brothers, right? Hashtag Dubnik. Guys, that is a complete 180 from what we have seen and heard about Kevin. Every question has been about, are you leaving? Are you leaving? Are you leaving? He's given you no indication of how much he loved Golden State. That was the first time that we have actually seen Kevin Durant go, because we hadn't heard anything from him for the first five games of the first four games of the series, right? There was no big, pro go Warriors, go brother. There was after that. And by the way, blew out his Achilles. And now he's part of the family. It's amazing to me, this narrative. It really is. Crazy. All right, coming up here, we'll talk a little women's soccer, what happened yesterday, and why everyone's very sensitive.
They just scored another goal, Joe.
Yeah, I think they're still scoring goals. Yes, we'll do that next. Fantasy Sports
you
Radio
know,
Network.
As an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Endro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
All right, on a Wednesday here, we're excited. Make it rain, which is what we plan on doing for you here. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri. Guys, want to thank you for stopping by, hanging out with us here as we've got plenty going on in the world of sports, including USA, the World Cup. The women's team doing some damage yesterday, like real damage. To the team from Thailand, and in typical Make It Rain fashion, we brought you on the show one of the best soccer cappers that that I've had the pleasure of getting to know here over the years. The guy is he's been spot on, and a lot of guys that tail him and utilize him. Yesterday he showed why he's one of the better cappers around when it comes to soccer. It's all he does. And he was on this show as Dane and I were trying to hit him up for some Thailand support there, going, listen, man, well, you know, Jesus. Thailand. And it's true. Listen, a lot of guys had time. Not that Thailand was ever going to win, but you don't understand. 5.5 to lay 5.5 goals in soccer is absurd, guys. Like, it just doesn't happen, Dane. So Dane and I are looking at it going, and some guys, some sharps, some guys that I trust were like, it's going to be a good test, right? It's going to be a good test. And when we approached it that way with Charles on the show yesterday, his answer was priceless. He's like, Well, maybe for the first 2 minutes, they'll give some resistance. And Dana and I were like, wow, all right, you know. And he was hammering home going over first half, over team goals, over sure full was. Game, lay the five. I mean, he was just going everything USA, USA, USA. So, of course, Dana and I on the show were like, well, you know, do they take their foot off the gas, right, at 4-0? That was kind of the narrative we were throwing. Because the rest of the games up to that point yesterday, Dane, were not necessarily so competitive, but they were what, 3-0, 4-1, yeah. You know, and those
kinds
of. These
are the other favorites. These are the other right. contenders. Germany, France, you yep. know, Brazil. They were putting up like 3 goals.
Yep. And this was, so we kind of didn't know where to go, but turns out Charles was absolutely correct. So the first half over was what he gave us, was 2.5 goals. That was one of the bets there. And, of course, he said lay the 5.5 total and make sure you also take the over 6 goals total in the game. So we did it. You know, we went ahead and we reluctantly did it. But, man, oh, man, I got to tell you, those were the kinds of games. And the opportunities as a sports investor, that's, I was telling Dane, that's where you go into the couch cushions and you're pulling out, you are literally looking for any money that you have ever, anything that can be turned to cash, and you are throwing it all in, and you are just, okay, all in on those kinds of games. And that's where that's where people double bankrolls in games like that yesterday, pushing all their chips into the middle. Those kinds of opportunities, they don't come around often, but when they do, it's usually in situations like this, World Cup, events that happen, what, every 2 or 4 years, right. Or, you know, things where we want it to be true. But like we said, you know, if it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck, guys. It is a duck. And maybe one of the calls were just priceless, too. And, you know, as well as I do, one of the best situations with soccer is listening to the Spanish call.
Oh yeah,
and not the American call. So somebody, of course, put a montage together of the 13 goals.
Oh God!
From the Spanish broadcast.
Is this gonna take like 3 minutes long?
It's hilarious. Here, let's see what I haven't heard it yet. So let's hear what it sounds like.
Goal! Goal!
I love this guy. The guy's going through different octaves. I can't even, dude. I'm dying over here.
You got to make that your ringtone when someone calls you. That would be cool.
By the end of that poor game, he had no voice whatsoever.
True.
But listen, it was a few things you need to know, because Dane has the poll question up here about whether or not, because of course you know that in the sensitive society in 2019, there are a bunch of people who feel that that was not right and it wasn't very sportsmanlike and unsportsman, and those people can just, you know, they can kiss my you know what there, because I hate that, especially at this level. This is not a bunch of 13-year-old you know, preteens, you know, the rec league or little league. This is the World friggin' Cup, okay? And you know, we said earlier, you know who else is going to play Thailand? Everybody else in the damn group, all right? So if you think they, especially given the fact that the first tiebreaker in the group, the first tiebreaker is goal differential, guys. So if you don't think everybody else who's going to play Thailand is going to go after them and do the same thing, knowing exactly that the differential, this is where, because there's no other guarantee that you're going to win every other game. But what you can guarantee playing Thailand if you're in this group is I can pad my differential a little bit. Let me get this goal. So I anticipate this is going to happen across the board. So don't fault the U.S. for playing the game. And that's exactly what they're supposed to do. Alex Morgan, five goals, a record, five goals. I think it was the, if I'm not mistaken, a rec 13-0 was the biggest World Cup victory, that kind of thing.
Yep,
all sorts of
records
sent. But ultimately, don't blame the U.S. for taking advantage of the schedule and who they are, and to expect on the World Cup of all places, to expect a team, any team, to hold back is ludicrous to think that, especially given the fact that every goal in soccer matters, which is why we were blown away laying 5.5 goals. Like, it's soccer. We're lucky to get three goals,
right.
Two goals. You know, this is the World Cup. So I don't have a problem with it, Dane. I'm fairly certain, too, that that you don't have a problem with it either.
I do not have a problem with it. The idea of goal differential, you know, and the axiom goes, you know, if you don't want them to run up the score, then stop them from doing so. And I think it's absolutely right. Like you said, this is the World Cup, damn it. You know, so part of what the United States has to do here is also, you know, for the other contenders out there, they need to put some fear and doubt in France's mind, in Germany's mind, in England's mind, being like, uh-oh, we got to step our game up to mess with the United States, you know? And here's just to the extent. Yes, they set a record for the Women's World Cup with 13-0. I remember telling you the prop bets after we had, Charles on yesterday, okay, being like, it only goes to 10-0. That's all FanDuel's offering. That's the highest they're offering, and it wound up being 13-0. I remember telling you the best they were offering for Alex Morgan was like the hat trick. She scored five goals, Joe. This was a record-setting effort. The U.S. women came out blazing, and, you know, and they look really good to me. Here's what I'll say is hysterical, because you said everybody else will play Thailand. Joe, it's Chile and Sweden, I believe, that are the other two
on deck.
Teams in the group, okay, in Group F with the United States and, of course, Thailand. Joe, FanDuel has, you know, the spreads and the odds and the money lines for the next games of the group stage for all the teams. You know, the U.S. plays Chile in their next game on Sunday afternoon. You know the one game they are not hanging a line for, Joe? It's
Which
Thailand
one?
Versus Sweden. They are not hanging a line for Thailand versus Sweden because now after this 13-0 shellacking, the books don't even know how does that translate to another team. You know, is that 13-0 because of how good America is or how bad Thailand is? The cappers don't know, and they don't want to hang something on Sweden-Thailand because we don't know if Sweden only beats them 2-1 or 2-0 or if Sweden is also capable of beating them like 8-0. That's the great unknown, and they're not putting the line on that game. I find that very interesting.
Yeah, Sweden and Chile played yesterday, by the way, and Sweden was the favorite. Yeah, Sweden and Chile. And Sweden was the favorite as well as they should be. Sweden's a better squad than Chile from head to toe. But, guys, that was nil-nil with about 7 minutes left in the match. And Sweden ended up getting a last-minute goal there. But really, that was 2-0. That was a very tightly contested match. Sweden didn't cover, by the way. They were 2.5 goal favorites in that game, but they did win 2-0, Sweden. But that's my point, is that it's the World Cup, guys. So if you don't think that Sweden now, who is 1-0 in the group as well as the U.S., don't think they're not going to go, oh, really?
6-0,
all right.
8-0, maybe.
Right, because don't forget, Sweden's got to play the U.S. So if Sweden was to beat you have to play to win the game here, Herm. I mean, that's the whole point. You need to win the group to advance. And how do you do that? You smoke who you're supposed to smoke.
Yeah, but it's even deeper than that, Joe. In the format, the Women's World Cup is a very interesting format, Joe. There are six groups. Okay, in the Men's World Cup, there are eight groups.
Eight,
so it's
right.
Easy. The first and second team from each group advance to the knockout round. In the Women's World Cup, Joe, it's different, and you'll understand this. There are six groups. So to make the 16 for the knockout stage, it is the first two teams in every group, and then the top four third-place teams out of the six groups, okay? So the third-place team in this group, they are competing with the third-place team in every other group to advance to the knockout stage. So Chile, Sweden, you don't think they're licking their chops to try to get 10 goals against Thailand? Because they, even the third-place team, they're going to be looked up against the third-place team of all the other groups. And as you mentioned, Joe, goal differential is what's going to do it. Okay, so I think that's very interesting because of the format, not even for the U.S. or France, but teams like Sweden, like Chile. Chile has a golden opportunity because if they pad their cushion against Thailand up against, you know, I don't know, Nigeria or South Korea, the other third place teams, it gives them a big time advantage to make the knockouts.
I feel bad for Thailand. No, I don't. I don't feel bad for Thailand at all. But give me. Nope. Sorry. Don't feel bad for Thailand. Welcome to the World Cup. People get over it. All right. 1 hour in the books. Start diving into a little U.S. Open as well. Give you some long shots. We'll start there. Work our way backwards. Make it rain.
Friends.
Yep. The best friends forever.
I think it's worth mentioning Ramon Laureano. And sure. I know that we kind of like joke with each other about how I wanted you to bid on him during GDD. I went to the bathroom. It turns out we miss out on Ramon Laureano. Ramon Laureano, the opposite of Domingo Santana. I mean, yeah. You know, over the past 30 days for him, 313 batting average, 352 OBP, 556 slug, 5 home runs, 16 runs scored, 11 RBIs, 3 stolen bases. He's doing a little bit of everything.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream and download the podcast on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Alex Morgan. Julie Ertz. Pushing it forward. Knocked ahead. Morgan. Megan Rapinoe.
Come on.
Five for Morgan.
And Wampa.
Yeah, you wanted it. You got it. Number five for Alex Morgan there yesterday. Records, people.
American
nothing.
Women.
Records. And listen, I'm already pumped up after that 13-0 victory yesterday, Dane. Pumped up for some Women's USA soccer. Let's do this, people. And you found a couple of interesting nuggets, didn't you?
Yeah, first check it out. First of all, by the way, as always, we got the poll question up at FNTSY Radio, at Spittin' Speeds, at Joe Ranieri. We asked you, was it bad sportsmanship to pile on, You know, we've been saying, nah, it's all good. Stop them if you want to, and the goal differential matters. And 90% of you agree with Joe and I saying it was not bad sportsmanship and that it felt good to ride with America and see that happen. But, Joe, I got to tell you something. You know how now, because, you know, sports investing has been legalized in a couple of states and it's out there now, we talk about how these books have, like, kind of promotional things like the Good Karma Payback and all these other your bonuses out there. The FanDuel Sportsbook, Joe, yesterday was offering a bonus that if you bet on the U.S. women, okay, they were offering, I think it was $5, it might have been $10, of a bonus for every goal the U.S. women scored yesterday added to your account to be rolled over for you to bet, giving you extra funds. It was like $5 bonus for every goal they scored. And, you know, they got a little liability there after that one. Not the best thing to put the bonus on, I would say. Huh, Joe?
Damn, dude. Damn. Well, that's okay. I got no problem with that because guess who wins?
Oh, sure.
You know, guess who wins investor. Ultimately? You're damn right, man. I am all for that. You know, don't forget, guys, it's not you and you versus me, us versus,
it is
collectively.
We're not playing poker, we're playing blackjack.
No, exactly.
It's all it of is collective.
We got to all put our, put our heads together to take the money from them. They've got enough of it, I promise you. It's time for us to get our piece. That's what this is. Collectively, guys, we are doing it together. Why we want to make it rain, baby. Why we want to make it rain. All right, 1 hour in the books. Big hour number two, U.S. Open. We'll talk a little bit. Also, take a look at the latest odds, NBA Finals Game 6. Next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.